Thinking styles. We all think differently, and we don't always know why we think the way we do. We've learnt how we think from our parents, from teachers, from coaches, from friends, and we haven't always chosen to learn to think that way. We've just picked it up along the way. So I want this to support you to understand a little bit more about your thinking style and to give you the choice to notice how, what, when, and where you think this way. And then to give you choice to pause, to notice it, and to change it. A lot of people worst case think. They think if they think the worst case, if it happens, they'll be prepared. And if it doesn't happen, at least they've thought about it. But worst case thinking means that every time you have that thought, your brain makes all the chemicals, the cortisol and the adrenaline, the stress, then tells your body the worst case is actually happening, even when it's only a thought. So your body goes into the next level of ready for action. It starts to feel fear, anxiety, and then it starts to feel overwhelmed. And the worst case isn't happening, you're thinking it. And that thinking is impacting how your body is. So lots of people will have an uncomfortable feeling, and then they'll think what links into that uncomfortable feeling and bring in more of the stress hormones and chemicals. And that goes on and on and on. When you have worst case thoughts, you aren't planning for the future. You're taking away your calm in this moment. And worst case thinking doesn't make something easier when the worst happens. Because when the worst happens, you just get through it. So I want you to notice when you worst case think, why you worst case think, and begin to notice. And maybe you can say to yourself, oh, okay, there are those worst case thoughts again. And by noticing them, you create a gap. You begin to pause. And that pause gives you a choice. Either I can continue with this worst case thinking, or I can go and do something else. I can listen to music. I can watch something, I can play a game, I can talk to a friend. You can choose to change what you do. Then we have best case thinking. Best case thinking is when you imagine the very best thing that can happen. And that can be a really good thing to do sometimes. Imagining the best project, the best day out, the best evening, the best time with friends. What best time looks like for you. And it's really good to be able to have those thoughts. They wouldn't support you all of the time, but they will support you some of the time. So if you have a worst case thought, ah, what if that happens? And then you start to practice, what would be the best thing that could happen? That would allow your mind to find balance. So next time you can watch a worst case thought, ask yourself, what is the best outcome in this situation? And then along with worst case and best case is neutral thinking, which is where you neutralize the thought. So if the worst case comes up, you say, okay, let's be curious and see what does actually happen. Instead of getting lost in a story in your head about the worst case and creating all those stress chemicals, you say, I'm going to neutralize this and I'm going to see if I can be curious and explore what not knowing looks like. I'm going to be curious and wait and see that if that event happens, how would I manage it? So I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to take in a few deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. And again, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just allowing your body to calm, to soothe. And I want you to imagine one of your worst case thoughts. That's it. Now I want you to turn it around and imagine it as one of, so take that worst case and now imagine, what if the best case of that happened? That's it. Really imagine the best case in that situation. And then I want you to use that incredible mind of yours and say, I wonder if I could stop. And I wonder if I could be curious and practice saying, I wonder what might happen. I know I've lived through every worst situation so far and I've managed it. So I wonder if I can trust myself and believe in everything I have done to get to this day and start to practice neutral thinking, curiosity. And I know, because you are where you are today, that if you allow yourself to be curious, if you calm that body down by practicing neutral case thinking, I know life would start to feel easier, calmer. And I know you can do that. You've got this.